Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Arachin Daf Yud Gimel Arachin 13. Today's Daf Yomi on the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Gimel Mabez, we conclude the chapter Ein Arachin, which is the second chapter of Tractate Arachin. So says our Mishnah, Ein Pochate Mishneim Asar Levim Omdin Al Adukhan, that when the Levites would stand on the platform to sing the songs, to make the music, there would be a minimum of 12 Levites. There had to be at least 12. And there is a discussion amongst the Rishonim that are we referring to those playing the instruments or to the vocalists, but continues our mission, Mosifin ad olam, that even though there was a minimum of 12, they could add on forever. And so says our Mishnah, Eina kata nichnas lazar avoda, that the miners are not allowed to enter into the temple in order to participate in the service, in order to, for example, to clean the temple or to close the doors or to guard the temple. Ela b'sha shalavim omrim b'shir. Except the only time that minor Levites were allowed to engage in the service was when the Levites entered in order to sing. So that part they were allowed to do. They weren't allowed to go in and do any other task. And what is the reason? The minor Levites were not allowed to play the musical instruments, but what were they allowed to do? Ela b'peh, that they were allowed to sing. The minor Levites were allowed to sing kedei litein taval b'ni'ima, in order to give a tavlin. Taval is like a spice, to give spice to the song, because the voices of the Levites were very soft and very sweet, and so therefore the children were allowed to sing for this reason. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Ein olin l'minyan ve'ein olin l'duchan," that the miners were not allowed. Even though they were allowed to go and sing, they weren't counted amongst the 12 that were necessary, and also they weren't allowed on the platform like the adult Levites who were standing on the platform while they were singing. But rather, what would they do? Al ba'aretz hayu omdin, they would stand on the ground. V'rasheihen bein raglei alavim, their heads were between the legs of the Levites, meaning to say that since they were below, that their heads came up to the bottom of the Levites' feet. V'tzora Tzoarei ha-Levim ha-Yunikrayin, and they were called the Tzoarei of the Levim, the tormentors of the Levim. So why are they called the tormentors of the Levim? So our Gemara discusses this. Says our Gemara, and this is what concludes our chapter, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught, and the Gemara analyzed it, Tana v'soadei ha-Levim ha-Yunikrayin. There was a dispute whether or not they were actually called the tormentors of the Levim, or they were called the Soadei, meaning the helpers of the Levim, because they would help the Levites with their song, and so therefore they were called the helpers of the Levim. However, our Gemara says, what about our Mishnah, which doesn't call them the Soadei Levim, but calls them the Tzorei Levim? V'tane didan, why were they called Tzorei Levim in our Mishnah? Kivin dahane katin kalyayu, because these miners their voices were very high pitched and they were very sweet, whereas Vahani Avkalai, whereas the adults, their voices were very deep and they were very thick, but they weren't as soft, and so therefore Hani Mekatati, these Kohanim would make their voices higher pitched and it would sound beautiful. Vahani Lo Mekatati, but the adults weren't able to keep up with them. They couldn't make their voices as high pitched and as sweet, and so therefore, as a result of this, they called the Levites, they called the miners who were singing the tzore, the tormentors, because they were making it hard for the adult Levite men to be able to sing with the miners. So we see from here basically important concept, that it's appropriate for the miners to help and aid in the service of the adults. And here was the Levites serving in the temple, and we also see from here that there's a custom on many holidays where miners come and they sing with the adults, and this idea is found in our Gemara. In this context, the Shulchan Aruch states that a minor that has not gone through puberty yet, is not allowed to give the Birkat Kohanim on himself. But, says the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Kufchav Ches Sif Lamed Dalet, that if the Kohen is an adult, he's allowed to join with the Kohanim in order to learn from them, in order to have chinuch. And the basis for the Shulchan Aruch's explanation is based on a Tosfos. Tosfos argues that which we learned, that a Katan, it says in the Gemara Megillah 24a, that a Katan, a minor, is not able to do the Birkat Kohanim, that is only when he's on his own. However, with an adult, he's allowed to do the Birkat Kohanim. And the source for this Tosfos is our sugya, where it states that the minor Kohanim would go and they would stand amongst the Levites, either on the Duchen itself or at their legs, in order, and they were called the either the Tzorei Alevim or the Tzirei Alevim. There's another version. They were called the Young Levites. And indeed, the Radvaz has this practice that it was always a custom for the minors to do in the Birkat Kohanim with the adults. However, the Shutra Mamipano writes that is not the proper custom. And he says, it's not appropriate that the minors should come and help the adult Kohanim do the Birkas Kohanim. And he writes that everybody agrees with him, and so therefore, indeed, he says that this explanation that of the Shulchan Aruch is not correct. And so we see from here that there's a fundamental dispute as to whether or not a minor is able to go up and even just participate in the Birkas Kohanim and accompanying it. But on the basis of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tosfos interpretation of our sugya, we see it's a beautiful thing for a child who is a minor, who is a Kohen, to go and accompany the adult Kohanim doing the Birkat Kohanim.